This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The Campbell property is now owned by the city of Steamboat Springs. It's about 2.16 acres at 1707 Lincoln Avenue, just west of the Steamboat Springs Community Center. Purchase price was just over $4,168,000, funded entirely through the city's short-term rental tax revenues. The city also plans to purchase nearby Colorado Department of Transportation parcels, which will connect the two areas near the community center. The properties will support local affordable housing in the area of the Stockbridge Transit Center, possibly childcare, aging adult services, and transportation options. First Impressions of Rout County hosted the third annual Early Childhood Teacher Appreciation Dinner Friday night. The event celebrated early childhood teachers and preschool educators in our community. The First Impressions Distinguished Teacher of the Year is Stephanie Williams with Ski Town Early Learning Center. There's a full list of those honored on our website. More pictures on the Steamboat Radio Facebook page. Aces High Waste and Recycling's under new local ownership. Brian and Hannah Earhart have purchased the local business from Mark and Autumn Sloop.
So at a time when a lot of local businesses are being kind of bought up by bigger companies, out-of-town companies, we had the opportunity to work with Mark and Autumn Sloop locally to keep this business family-owned, locally run, and in the Yampa Valley.
The Sloops will continue as owners of Rocky Mountain Towing. A fly fishing gear company has chosen to base their business in Steamboat Springs, receiving support from the state's Rural Jumpstart Initiative. Coulter Backcountry LLC is a fly fishing apparel and gear company that's now headquartered in Steamboat. Patrick Bowman is the co-founder of Coulter Backcountry with his brother Daniel.
I am incredibly excited to be in Steamboat Springs. Really looking forward to being a part of the community and growing our business here.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife says to be aware of new spring wildlife, allow animal mothers to care for their young in the wild. CPW says leave baby wildlife alone. Don't touch them or feed them or think they need to be rescued. Keep your dogs leashed and don't let them chase wildlife either. If you think an animal in the wild is sick or injured, leave it alone or call the local Colorado Parks and Wildlife office. Never feed wildlife. It's illegal. The Rout County Board of County Commissioners meets this morning. One agenda item is any legal pending matters and litigation on the docket. The Steamboat Sailors girls lacrosse team continues with the Chasa 4A state playoffs today. The fifth-ranked Sailors face number four-ranked Evergreen High School. That's at 4 o'clock today in Evergreen in the quarterfinals. Both the Steamboat girls soccer team and the boys lacrosse team lost their playoff games. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukin. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.